It's become clear that a sentence will be handed down this week in the Jayant Patel case. The former doctor can expect to learn his fate on Thursday. Any appeal proceedings will happen after that. Now, with more on the background to the Jayant Patel case, here's Annie Guest.
The man now facing a potential jail sentence was born into a wealthy Indian family in 1950. He qualified as a doctor in 1977 and later moved to the United States to train as a surgeon. But as a surgeon, he made errors that US authorities found amounted to gross negligence. So in the year 2000, he agreed to get second opinions before undertaking serious operations. But he performed these very operations, esophagectomies and major abdominal surgery, when Queensland Health employed him as the director of surgery at the Bundaberg Base Hospital in 2003. Jayant Patel wasn't bound by the US order, and the court heard he didn't tell Bundaberg Hospital staff of his past negligence. It came to light after the nurse, Tony Hoffman, raised concerns, and the opposition used Parliament to air allegations against Patel early in 2005. Within weeks, Patel resigned. Queensland Health paid for his one-way business-class ticket home to the US. A judicial inquiry was commissioned and aborted over bias, and another begun. Disciplinary action was recommended for bureaucrats. Other inquiries levelled stinging criticism at Queensland Health and ministers. Both sides of politics were condemned for concealing elective surgery waiting lists. Another widely criticised Queensland government decision saw Patel's conditional offer to voluntarily return to face charges knocked back. Costly extradition proceedings followed, and the 60-year-old returned in 2008 to face charges. He was accused of the manslaughter of 77-year-old Jerry Kemps and 46-year-old James Phillips. Both underwent esophagectomies. He was also tried for the manslaughter of 75-year-old Mervyn Morris, on whom he performed major abdominal surgery, and the grievous bodily harm of 62-year-old Ian Vowles. Patel's trial began 14 weeks ago. The Crown called 76 witnesses, many of them doctors and nurses. They were cross-examined by the defence, which did not call its own witnesses. The questions of why Jayant Patel chose to operate on patients he shouldn't have and perform operations he'd previously faced restrictions over have been some of the most asked in this saga. The Crown argued he had a toxic ego and was attempting to redeem himself in his own eyes after the blow of the US restrictions. Prosecutors said he performed botched surgery on people with multiple diseases who had little chance of survival. The defence argued he was simply an overworked surgeon doing his job in good faith. But today's court result almost didn't happen because in week 11, the trial came very close to not proceeding after concerns raised by the defence and at times the judge about the Crown's ability to prosecute the case under the law. The problem was a lack of precedents. No one had ever been successfully prosecuted in Queensland for criminal medical negligence under the section of the law on which the Crown was relying. In fact, it's not clear whether there have ever been any convictions for criminal medical negligence in Queensland at all. Civil cases are common. The concern centred around whether the relevant law was intended to cover the decision to operate, particularly as the patients had given their consent, or whether the law was just intended to cover the operation itself, which would have made a conviction difficult. With the jury sent out and oblivious to the turmoil in the courtroom, the faces of the defence went from smiling and relaxed to serious and almost grim, as Justice John Byrne made his ruling, which effectively decided the case could proceed. The entire Patel saga will cost taxpayers at least $16 million. Many say it was avoidable. Health bureaucrats had been unable to fill the position of Bundaberg Base Hospital's Director of Surgery, despite advertising it for up to a year before Patel took the job. Critics say a government desperate for doctors and better surgery rates overlooked Patel's failings.
Annie Guest.